one idea on Parashat Va'era, the Parashat where we begin to read about the Makot, the plagues that God sent down to the Egyptians prior to the exodus of the Jewish people from Egypt. And now Parashat we read of 7 of the 10 plagues. The last one in our Parashah is Barad, which was hailstones. And we read how Moshe Rabbeinu forewarned Paro about the onset of the plague. And the Pasuk writes in Perek Tet, Pasuk Yirhet, Hineni mamtir ka'et mahar barad kaved me'od. Behold, at this time tomorrow I shall rain a very heavy hail. The Rashi brings down, what does it mean, this time tomorrow? Sarat lo sirita bakotel. Moshe Rabbeinu made a mark, a scratch, a line in the wall. And he said, Lemahar keshetagia hamal lekan, when the sun crosses over this line tomorrow afternoon, yered habarad. That was the signal, that once the sun crosses the line that he made on the wall, then the makkah is going to start. And Paro, the Hakamim say, surely must have thought that Moshe Rabbeinu overextended himself. Because everybody knows on a day of hail, and a day of excessive ice, and rain, and stormy weather, there is no sun. And therefore, how could it be that there's going to be a hailstorm beginning when the sun crosses that line? Certainly it must be a cloudy day, and there's going to be no way for that sign to ever come true. Hakamim tell us that the miracle of Barad took place on a clear, sunny day. And that was part of the miracle, that the Egyptians had no forewarning. Person was walking in the street and laughing and saying, "It doesn't look like there's going to be any hailstones today. It's clear, the sky is clear for miles." And sure enough, the moment that sun crossed that line, all of a sudden the hails came down from Shamayim. So it was a miracle within a miracle. Number one, that the hailstones came down, and the hailstones were fire and water, but the fact that the climate of that day did not lend itself to any prediction of such a storm. The reason why I say this Chiddush this week is because we saw a similar manifestation of the hand of God in last week's disaster in Southeast Asia. The day that tsunami struck, which it's killed over 150,000 people at last count, was a beautiful sunny day. People were sitting on the beach. People were relaxing. There was no prediction to imagine that such a disaster was coming. Even though it was only a few minutes away from hitting land, nobody was able to predict it. A great lesson that we learn over here, that how powerful Yad Hashem is. With all the people that today think with the technology and predictions, and they're able to forecast, whether it's weather storms or whether it's other natural disasters, here you see Borei Olam caught the entire world off guard, to show how when Borei Olam wants to accomplish something, nobody can stop him, nobody can tell him what to do, and it can come when you least expect it. That's a great musar for us, to increase our fear of Borei Olam, that from one moment, without any warning, such a disaster can happen. It's like the modern day Barad, a sunny day outside, and all of a sudden, total destruction. We have to take musar. We have to see the hand of God, how powerful it is. And that's the way it's going to be, Hakamim say, when Mashiach comes. When the final redemption happens, it's going to be a tremendous settling of accounts with the world, for all the Rishaim, for all the evil people that have tortured the Jewish people, or have been bad against Am Yisrael. Boy, Alam is just showing us, when he flexes his muscle, kibyachol, just a drop, you see already what can happen. This is only the beginning of what can happen in the future at the times of our redemption. Amen.